Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Seva Teerth Complex in Delhi, says it marks transformation of mindset of power into a spirit of service. In first decisions from his new office at Seva Teerth, Prime Minister approves four major schemes covering women, agriculture, accident care and startups. First phase of budget session concludes, both houses of parliament to reassemble for second phase on 9th of next month. Government approves export of 25 lakh metric tons of wheat and additional 5 lakh metric tons of wheat products to stabilize domestic markets. And India wrap up Asian Shooting Championship 2026 campaign in New Delhi with 7 medals on final day. Overall tally in senior rifle and pistol events reaches 33, including 13 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Seva Teerth Complex in Delhi, which will house his new office. In its very first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Teerth, Prime Minister Modi has approved PM Rahat Scheme, doubling of target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores, Agriculture Infrastructure Fund doubled to 2 lakh crore rupees, and Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi signed important files relating to important decisions for farmers, women, youth and vulnerable citizens. Mr. Modi's first decisions from Seva Teerth reflect a spirit of Seva and touch every section of the society. Under the PM Rahat scheme, accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees, ensuring that no life is lost due to lack of immediate medical help. Later, addressing a gathering at Seva Teerth complex this evening, the Prime Minister said that Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan have been built to fulfill the aspirations of the people of the country. He said Seva Teerth, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 mark an important milestone in India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said these reflect the government's commitment to citizen-centric governance and national progress. He said it is an effort to transform the mindset of power into a spirit of service.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है यहां से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार होंगे बनेंगे इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ एक कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूं
The Prime Minister said as people are moving towards a Viksit Bharat, it is vital that India sheds every trace of the colonial mindset.
आजादी के बाद साउथ ब्लॉक और नॉर्थ ब्लॉक जैसी इमारतों से देश के लिए अनेक अहम निर्णय हुए नीतियां बनी लेकिन ये भी सच है ये इमारतें ब्रिटिश साम्राज्य के प्रतीक के तौर पर बनाई गई इन इमारतों को बनाने का मकसद भारत को सदियों तक गुलामी की जंजीरों में जकड़े रखना था
The Prime Minister noted that in the past 11 years A new model of governance has emerged, where the citizen is at the center of decision-making. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released Seva Teerth commemorative coin and postage stamp. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Home Minister Amit Shah have described the unveiling of Seva Teerth by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a historic moment. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The inauguration of Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 marks a transformative milestone in India's administrative governance architecture and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to building a modern, efficient, accessible and citizen-centric governance ecosystem. For decades, several key government offices and ministries functioned from fragmented and aging infrastructure spread across multiple locations in the Central Vista area. This dispersion led to operational inefficiencies, coordination challenges, escalating maintenance costs, and suboptimal working environments. The new building complexes address these issues by consolidating administrative functions within modern, future-ready facilities. Sevatirth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat and the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 accommodate several key ministries like finance, defense, health, education, agriculture, information and broadcasting. Both building complexes feature digitally integrated offices, structured public interface zones and centralized reception facilities. The complexes incorporate renewable energy systems, water conservation measures, waste management solutions and high performance building envelopes. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Mr. Modi was addressing ET Global Business Summit in New Delhi this evening. Global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade, said the Prime Minister.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
मिस्टर मोदी said that he is very proud that despite many setbacks this decade has been one of development excellent delivery and strengthening of democracy for India. He said in this decade, India is riding the Reform Express. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both houses of parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month, after a three-week recess. More from our correspondent.
The budget session of parliament began on 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both the houses. It was followed by tabling of Economic Survey 2025-26 and presentation of Union Budget 2026-27 by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. On 2nd of this month, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha took up discussion on motion of thanks on President address. The Lok Sabha couldn't transact any substantial debate on motion of thanks on President address due to opposition protest over the issues including India-US interim trade deal and Indo-China border disputes. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha MP took part in the extensive debate on motion of thanks and put forth their views. During his reply to the discussion on motion of thanks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the vision of his government and stressed that India is marching toward becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. As the stalemate continued in the Lok Sabha, the opposition MP gave a notice for no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Later, both the houses took up general discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted the robustness of the Indian economy, stating that several landmark initiatives have been announced in this year's budget to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. The parliament will begin proceeding again on 9th March after a brief recess and proceeding will continue till 2nd April. With Anupam Mishra, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission instructed all the District Election Officers or DEOs of West Bengal to ensure documents which are mandated by the ECI and Supreme Court get uploaded in respect of the ongoing SIR process in West Bengal. The Commission has made it clear that by 5 p.m. of 16 February, all the DEOs would personally scrutinize all the documents submitted by the people in the hearing phase. The government has approved the export of 25 lakh metric tons or LMT of wheat along with an additional 5 LMT of wheat products to stabilize domestic markets and ensure remunerative returns to producers. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this decision was taken after a comprehensive assessment of the current availability and price scenario. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that all recent free trade agreements, whether with the European Union or the United States, have fully protected India's national interests, with farmers' welfare placed at the highest priority. He said this while addressing the 64th convocation of ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, IARI, in New Delhi.
All the agreements that have been made, whether the FTA with the European Union or those with other countries around the world, are entirely in the national interest. Our agreement with the United States fully safeguards India's national interests. The welfare of farmers have been placed at the highest priority.
Founding partner of MM International, Nimish Vora, has said that the India-US trade deal has given fresh energy to the trade between the two countries. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Vora said that spice exports have witnessed steady growth since the announcement of the trade deal.
The recently concluded trade agreement between the US and India has given us fresh energy and also to the trade. The mood in industry was somber when penal duty was imposed by US and trade was severely affected. Most importers delayed imports or cut down the imposed considerably. Spice exports to US have seen steady growth and this agreement will boost the trade further.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Bangladesh Nationalist Party Chairman Tariq Rahman and congratulated him on the remarkable victory in the Bangladesh parliamentary elections. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
In a message posted on X, Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed his best wishes and reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthening bilateral ties and supporting a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. He said the election result reflects the confidence of the Bangladeshi people in Tariq Rahman's leadership. Several other countries also congratulated the Bangladesh Nationalist Party following its landmark victory. According to unofficial figures from the Election Commission, out of 297 constituencies, the BNP and its allies secured 212 seats, including 209 won by the BNP alone, while Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its ally won 77 seats. Polling was held in 299 out of the 300 constituency. The Election Commission said the simultaneous national referendum recorded a 60.27% turnout, with the yes vote receiving a clear majority. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
On the occasion of World Radio Day, a national-level special program was jointly organized today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh, by Akashvani and UNESCO. The program was inaugurated by Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai. The theme of this year's World Radio Day was Radio and Artificial Intelligence. Delivering the welcome address, Director General of Akashvani, Mr. Rajiv Jain, said that with changing technology, Akashvani has also undertaken several transformations and is striving to use AI in a manner that sustains its credibility and its close bond with listeners.
आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस जीवन के सभी क्षेत्रों में इस समय प्रारंभिक अवस्था में है तो ये यूनेस्को की थीम है और इसके माध्यम से हम ये जानना चाहते हैं कि इसका रेडियो पर क्या प्रभाव पड़ेगा रेडियो को हम और ज्यादा समावेशी और ज्यादा प्रभावी और लोगों के पास रेडियो को कैसे लेके जाएं क्या चेंजेस हमारे रेडियो के वर्क फ्लो में या क्या चेंजेस हमारे रेडियो की पहुंच में किए जाएं ताकि हम लोगों के पास और प्रभावी रूप से पहुंच पाएं
India wrapped up their Asian Shooting Championship 2026 campaign in New Delhi with 7 medals on the final day to take their overall tally in senior rifle and pistol events to 33, including 13 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during morning hours over Himachal Pradesh till the 15th of this month. IMD has said no significant change in minimum temperatures is expected over northwest and central India for the next 2 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Seva Teerth Complex in Delhi, says it marks transformation of mindset of power into a spirit of service. In first decisions from his new office at Seva Teerth, Prime Minister approves 4 major schemes covering women, agriculture, accident care and startups. First phase of budget session concludes. Both houses of parliament to reassemble for second phase on the 9th of next month. Government approves export of 25 lakh metric tons of wheat and additional 5 lakh metric tons of wheat products to stabilize domestic markets. And India wrap up Asian Shooting Championship 2026 campaign in New Delhi with 7 medals on final day. Overall tally in senior rifle and pistol events reaches 33, including 13 gold, 11 silver and 9 bronze. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.